Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Hello, fabulous pet parents. I am Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food & Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. How is everyone doing in this new year, 2022? Well, I hope we're going to be doing better than we have in the last 2 years with all the craziness going on. Hey, I know that those of you that are listening are the ones that really want to be informed, and you want to make sure that you're getting all the information that you can about your own health. And I think when you really understand your own health, it helps you understand your pet's health, right? So a great couple of podcasts. If you go over to the Joe Rogan Experience and you listen to Dr. Malone and Joe Rogan, which I believe is the number one podcast on Spotify right now, and also Dr. McCullough, who was the top podcast a couple of weeks ago, both amazing podcasts. And I really, again, when you look at your health and you understand what it really means to be healthy, to know what's going in your body, it will help you understand how to stand up for your pet and to demand that you know what's going in their body, whether that's through their mouth or through a vein. All right. So that's how you do it. You gotta know what's going on with your pet. This year, it's a goal. And I'm going to say right now, I'm going to do a podcast 5 days a week. So that's going to be Monday through Friday. They're going to be shorter. And then, of course, Dr. Judy and I, Judy Jasek, will still be on as well. But I am going to attempt to do a podcast every day and make them short so that that you can take it all in and digest it, right? And today we're going to talk about vitamin D deficiency in dogs, And I want to say I am going to take a lot of this information from the Learning Center that is at rawdogfoodandco.com. That way you'll always have a way to reference back to what we're talking about. And today we're going to talk about why vitamin D is important for pets. Why? Because vitamin D is so daggum important for people. Right? Vitamin D is so important for us in so many different ways. In pets, vitamin D plays an indirect role in bone growth and maintenance by managing levels of calcium in the body. And it controls absorption of calcium from the intestine and the movement of calcium in and out of the bone and the amount of calcium excreted by the kidneys. Vitamin D is also responsible for muscles and nerves that require vitamin D for proper functioning. So insufficient levels of vitamin D can lead to, and I'm talking about in dogs now, congestive heart failure, as well as increased risk for complications due to heart disease, and bone disorders can even happen. If we don't have enough calcium, there can be softening of the bones. Also, there can be rickets. So one of the things that we like to do for puppies is to make sure that they have enough bone is to get them into the PMR blends. And then also while you're doing the PMR blends on our sites, PMR still stands for prey model raw. It's just the higher bone level, is that we want you to also feed a duck head, feed a turkey neck, feed a duck foot, feed a chicken foot. Right now, a lot of people call me and they say, my dog's constipated. I don't know. I'm not looking at the dog. And sometimes dogs just, look at it. We sit down on the toilet. Do we just immediately plop one out? No, we don't. Sometimes we like to read. Sometimes we like to get comfortable. And maybe your dog does too. So I don't know that your dog's always constipated. Then there's this other thing. If people read this on the internet, well, if the poop is too white, then they're eating too much bone. Well, okay, it's going to dry white. I say that all the time. And if you're feeding a poultry over a beef, it may be a little lighter when it comes out. But you guys, I've been feeding raw for 22 years. I feed a lot of bones. I've never seen my dog's poop come out white. Hadn't come out white. May dry white. And come out white. Okay. And it's easy if you need to loosen up the poops. Again, just add some tripe. Add some extra organs. Don't go over 20% in the organs, probably. But yeah, add some fiber. Mix it in with the HVM blends. You're fine. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. But it is important that you get enough vitamin D in your dogs. Now, how do you know if your dog has enough vitamin D? You have to do a test. You have to do a test. It's a simple blood test. Dr. Jasek does those. They're about $85. So just do a simple vitamin D test. You don't want to be jacking around with the vitamin D if you don't have to. You don't want to just give it to them for no reason. They got to be deficient in it. And I'm telling you, in the raw diet, if you are doing the raw diet in the rotation and you're feeding a variety, you're going to get your vitamin D. Your vitamin D, where does it come from? Best source, fish, fatty fish, whole fish, you know, mackerel sardines on our site. You got them there. You also get it in what? Liver. And liver's in just darn near every blend we have. Okay. You get it also in eggs. You get it also in egg yolks, I should say. Also can be found in beef and dairy. So if you're feeding a raw diet, you guys, I bet you're going to be getting them enough vitamin D. I hope that you're getting enough vitamin D. As we know, this is very, very important. And right now, when there's snow outside and, you know, it's cold, you're not likely going to sit outside without your shirt on and get 20 minutes of sunshine, I bet. So you might need to take a vitamin D supplement yourself. I do want to reference this article that's in the Learning Center. It's by our friend, Dr. Judy Jasek. And in this article, she talks about that vitamin D for the dogs is really an important nutrient, which acts more like a hormone and plays an essential role in the proper function of many body systems, as I just talked about. It's well known for its role in calcium regulation. So we don't want to be vitamin D deficient. Okay. Also, vitamin D is fat soluble. So it accumulates in the body and it can cause a toxicity. But I want to say this, guys. We don't see raw fed dogs getting a vitamin D toxicity on real food. You know where you get a vitamin D toxicity? Well, that's when a company is using synthetic vitamins to supplement the diet. There's always a risk of miscalculation there. And we did have that back with Hills. We had some dogs that died, but they're still on the market. Funny how that works. But anyway, Dr. Judy says, look, the best method of providing nutrition to our pets is in the form that nature intended. And what is that? Kibble? No. Friends don't let friends feed kibble. It's fresh, whole foods. And in 2022, make a commitment to read some labels, okay? Read the labels, all right? If you read the labels, you're going to find with most commercial pet foods, even maybe some commercial raw, but I just want you to really take a look at the labels. You're going to find that most ingredients are essentially extracts or processed forms of whole food ingredients. So don't let that fool you. They're not whole foods, but they're extracts of whole foods. Like what? Well, let's look. Corn gluten meal, soy lecithin, soy lecithin. Soy lecithin, forget it. You know what I'm saying? Also chicken byproducts, soy protein isolates. And then there's all of these other things that you cannot pronounce, not just like soy lecithin. I think I got it right that time. But the more ingredients are processed and extracted and isolated or manufactured, the less benefit, the less nutritional benefit they're going to have. I mean, they've been altered, they've been destroyed, and some ingredients may even become toxic through this crazy, crazy product. So in this article in my learning center that Dr. Jasek wrote, she says, compare this, all that crap that I just said, to the ingredients in real food, such as beef, chicken, beef heart, beef liver, chicken gizzards, even the broccoli or the kale. You know exactly what those ingredients are, right? You don't have to guess at that. So, you know, you do have to guess at what the heck is in the other food. You can't give the body what it needs on synthetic vitamins and mineral, okay? Because there's foreign chemicals in there and they have a variety of adverse effects on the body. Why? Because they're not natural. So vitamins and minerals that are fed in a whole form, such as vitamin D, found in, okay, again, animal meat, organs, and fat, it's even in that, the body can easily absorb it. That's what we say, it's bioavailable. That's what we mean. The body can take it and use it. That's why you have little poops, okay? So when the body, again, this is for people and pets, when it's properly nourished and the body is working correctly, vitamin toxicities are extremely rare, okay? So just remember that. We need to get whole foods like beef, liver. You can throw an egg on that dog's food. Okay, throw a whole egg on there. Don't cook it. You say raw? Yeah, raw. Salmonella? Oh, please. That's another podcast. And you can go get your dog's vitamin D tested. You can go get your vitamin D tested. Okay. And also, you could test your own vitamin D. But I would encourage you to get it tested so you get a baseline. And then we go from there. But it's important for you as a human to have vitamin D. Best source is what? Sunshine. I got sunshine. Okay, now. So anyway, get your vitamin D. I just want to say hello to somebody. Can I just say hello to Casey in Davenport, Iowa? He has Corsos. And he listens to the show as he's doing his Uber Eats, Grubhub. So we want to say hello to Casey out there in Davenport, Iowa. So kind, so nice. Gave us a call. I also want to say thank you to all the people who have sent emails last year, and told us how well your dogs are doing on a raw diet. We see hot spots going away. We see allergies going away. We see them getting off medications. Dogs healing. My brother, who you would think, okay, I've been feeding raw for 22 years. You would think that my brother would have been a raw feeder, but he was not until they came out a couple of months ago. And I said, do not bring that kibble in my house. No, we're gonna transition your dog while she's here. 9-year-old black lab. She's a duck hunting dog. And he's seeing some amazing results. He said, oh my gosh, my dog is so calm. We thought she was just, you know, all hyper. Now she was jacked up on sugar. She was drinking a ton of water and then she would just projectile vomit that water out. So I was like, that's not normal. So anyway, she's stopped drinking so much water, stopped that projectile vomiting. I just saw her at Christmas time. Svelte body, looking sexy. Awesome, awesome, amazing transformation. Even at 9 years old, it's never too late. It's never too late for you. It's never too late for the dogs. Also, a lot of you want to know, all right, maybe you don't need vitamin D, but you want something else. You want something else to make sure you're getting all the nutrition possible for your pets. Well, what do? You go over to the supplement section at rawdogfoodandco.com. Man, I love the lineup I have over there. Whole Foods. All right, we got amazing Whole Foods. We got Red Rover, Green Rover, Phytoplankton, Green Lipped Mussel. We not very much longer going to have the brain food, I'm afraid. We had a run on it. And as you've heard me talk about this before, they're not able to get the cat brain. So calf, not cat. Meow, not meow. Moo. We have some great green eggs, one of my favorites. These are whole foods. They don't have any active ingredients. They're freeze dried. I love them. I just love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. And you will too. So you want to go over there to rawdogfoodandco.com. Go to the Learning Center. You can reference this article by Dr. Judy Jasek. It's in the Learning Center under, I believe it's under beginners. You could just take a look in there, but it's called Why Vitamin D is Important for Pets. You can get a test from your veterinarian wherever you are. Certainly, you could come see Dr. Judy Jasek right here in Colorado. We want to thank you for listening today. Tell all of your friends about the raw dog food truth, because the more you talk about raw dog food, the more pets everywhere can live a happier, healthier life. Because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business, and friends don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.